Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Have you ever seen a bald kiwi? What about a gang of giant centipedes? Not many people have, but you will get your chance at Secrets Revealed, the backstage mysteries of your museum, which is open now until January at the Auckland War Memorial Museum. In fact, only 2% of the museum objects are on display, and the remaining 98% have been hidden away, carefully cared for by the museum staff. Damien Christie takes a backstage look with director Vanda Vitale.
Tell me about this exhibition, because this exhibition has got me quite stirred up, I've got to say.
Well, you see, when we spoke to Aucklanders about what they think it's important about the museum, it became really very obvious that everybody wanted to know what is happening, you know, behind the scenes in the museum. And as we developed, you know, about a year and a half ago, we developed this magnificent structure. But only 2 weeks ago, we finally moved all of our objects from off-site location to this location.
Where was everything previously?
Well, it was in outside in different storage locations. So it came here, and we wanted to celebrate that. And so the coincidence of sort of coming to a point of celebration and knowing that Aucklanders wanted to know what goes on behind the scenes, we decided to do the exhibit about the back of house. So we celebrate the return day of the objects, and we celebrate the work that goes there. So we celebrate in very, you know, the essence of museum collections and work behind them.
So I always think a museum is a little bit like an iceberg. Is that true, that you only see 10% of what's there?
If you see 10, you're very lucky. You know, it's somewhere between 2 and 4% that is usually on display in large museums.
Well, people would say, what's the point? I mean, you know, aren't museums all about the public seeing stuff? But obviously museums have a different purpose as well, don't they?
Yeah, well, in the way we study civilizationally things, or scientists study, we need to have a lot of specimens and objects, because we aren't just about masterpieces. We are really about cultures and about nature and things like that. And so you really need much larger collections for that. But this first section of the museum is all about uncrating. It is about how we deal, how the objects come to the museum. Often we were sort of asked, well, how do objects come? I mean, they come by post? Well, no. I mean, they come in crates, and they have their own way. So
we're surrounded right now, I should point out for the listeners, we're surrounded right now by huge wooden crates containing some remarkable things, from animals to native costumes to some regimental army gear.
And over there, what you see is Dame Catherine Tizard's dress, which she wore when she became Governor General of New Zealand. And then, of course, after uncrating, you come to unpacking the work we do.
Right. I mean, looking here at, say, for example, the fishes, this is what, the whole place is just, the back of the museum is just stuffed with stuffed fish?
Well, we have a lot. We have 4 million objects and specimens, something up to 4 million. And this just shows, because this is about packing and unpacking, we show how actually some of these specimens are being held. But then you actually go to registration, and that is a section that deals with numbering all the objects. You see, this is how it looks. It tells you where they come from, how many of them, what is the number that we assign to them, what is their origin, etc. It's kind of the record, you know, of all the museum objects and specimens. And that is how the real storage looks.
And is that all computerized these days?
People need to enter the information, because it's a knowledge where it comes. But then, of course, we are digitizing it and keeping on computer databases and hopefully sharing that with other museums and other people.
I suppose what used to be take up, you know, dozens and dozens of rooms of storage, it can now be put on one CD-ROM or something like that.
No, because we are all about real stuff. We can digitize the records, but we still keep the real things. So here you are in the section that deals with research and different areas of research that we have, and you can see all the magnificent real specimens that are there on display.
Well, there's a glass cabinet in front of us containing, it must be about sort of 40 or 50 odd birds, it's hard to say, of varying sizes. And some
and moa egg.
Is that a moa egg?
Moa egg.
How long has it got to hatch?
But look at these marine biology specimens. Aren't they absolutely wonderful? Jars and jars and jars of fishes and crustacea and echinoderms and mollusks and everything. It's just wonderful.
This is the sort of thing that really excites me about what's in the back of the museum. Formaldehyde-filled glass jars with absolutely bizarre creatures that, you know, that no one really should have ever seen in their life before.
I mean, alcohol.
You know, things from the Ross Sea and, you know, these weird and strange creatures. Is this probably one of the first chances a lot of people get to see these sorts of things, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. These kinds of things you usually don't see in exhibitions. And that is why we really wanted to show how the research is being done and how we actually look at some of these things. You know, we talked about entomology, which is the, you know, the insect section. And rarely do you ever see how our collections of these... Look at these magnificent beetles.
This is a drawer, a chest of drawers, basically, and each drawer in it contains about what looks like probably... a few hundred pins each stabbed through a beetle.
Yeah. And look at all these beautiful butterflies. I mean, it's, you know, nature's work of art.
I mean, this sort of thing here, you'd never be able to display it in a museum because you'd never be able to get the scale of it, would you?
Exactly. And also, it is very hard to capture the reality of back-of-house research. And this is why we wanted really to do that. We really wanted to give people... a sense of what the research is about, what are the areas of research that we do, and capture the magic, if you wish, of that part that they never see.
The people doing the research, I mean, are they behind the scenes? Are they museum staff, or are they scientists who are working at universities who then come to the museum as a research tool?
Both. We do, in these particular disciplines that we show here, these are all the areas of research that we do in-house. But in addition to that, we open our collections to the study of other people, and we have a lot of researchers, university people, students coming to look at our collections.
So what are we looking at now? I mean, we were just a second ago, we were looking at a drawer of beetles, and here we've got...
it's a history.
History.
So we look at the war records, moments in history that were captured by various individuals, and so there is a person there, and an artifact, an object associated with this person, because history is a story of people, of events. So that is one of them.
So we've got, for example, Freddie Lucas, Ponsonby Club, and 1924 All Black, the Invincibles.
Yes.
We've got his cap here. We've got his boots. We've got some buttons or something like that of his.
You are obviously a man. Let me show you the applied arts and the hat.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Beautiful.
And
hat.
Look at these wonderful shoes.
I'm a man. I don't really get shoes. I don't really understand shoes.
But someone who collected these got them, right? Both the shoes and the hats. Look at the variety. And these are works of art, really. But look at the pictorial. I love the pictorial.
We've got here, for example, a Goldie. I mean, that name stands
sure.
out to me. So this would normally be in a box at the back of the museum somewhere.
Sure.
Does
sure.
that seem like a terrible waste?
No, but you can't have... all the things out all the time.
You just need a bigger museum.
Yes, but also we need to preserve them. So they can't be out all the time because they need to be protected from light and other things.
Which is where we come to this next part of the exhibit, conservation.
Yes.
And nice segue there.
Yes, we timed our walk.
Is the idea when you're conserving something to make it look as new or to make it look like it's still a bit old but not so...
Well, it's really about what is the best, the most stable state that will allow the object to be both appreciated and yet physically be stable.
Right.
And then you enter into the storage, and there are various things to see. But I want to point out that we also have a live tarantula here. And so, because we do have some live animals, and there is a live tarantula that you can see through a peephole.
And where would the live tarantula normally be?
Well, we have we exhibit in our discovery centers live animals from time to time, and have some. And so, it's here to greet the visitors.
So there's someone whose job it is to. I mean, are there many alive creatures? I haven't seen the tarantula yet. Hang on a sec.
I see it.
There we go. So how many different living creatures are there out usually?
Well, we don't have that many because, of course, a museum is not. Well, it's not so that, but it is sort of museum is really about the objects and specimens that we collect.
I was going to say the zoo would get angry if you started taking too much business with live animals.
Anyway, look at these magnificent medals.
You see those medals in the top two rows? Mm-hmm. They're some of the earliest in our collection, from a time before the sun began to set on the British Empire. There's a China 1840 to 42 medal, which actually comes from the so-called...
And so, finally, we come to an end of the story, and this last section is a section that deals with the objects that are going to be ready to be displayed in our galleries, and it's a theater of objects being ready to be seen by the public. So you can hear it and you can enjoy it.
Thank you very much for the tour.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Come back and tell everybody about our secrets.
And that was Damien Christie being taken on a backstage tour of the Auckland War Memorial Museum by the director, Vanda Vitale. Coming up on the program shortly, high school students making robots, and then film director Benjamin Gilmore.